Good morning. Welcome to Shift Your Life Design, where you shift your mind, you can shift your life. I am Tara Rudy, your host, and I am coming to you today to share something that I'm going through as a mom and individual. And if you can relate to this, I hope you can somehow share, give me a like, connect with me in some way, add your story, whatever that looks like for you. I would love to connect with you. So we're going to talk a little bit today about what's called ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, a condition which I believe starts way before the person is alive on earth. I believe it starts in our genetics, as a mother, in our utero stage of life. And as progression happens, our genes are lit up with certain neuro directions that impact our emotional well-being. My son is 10, and he started struggling at birth. He was that child that was colicky, and it was my first child. He cried and cried and cried and showed extreme pain in the stomach, inflammation in his bowel. He'd have mucousy, bloody stools, severe facial acne, eczema in infancy. So just at 2 weeks, I have a picture, this image of my little baby crying at Christmas, 2 weeks into his birth, post-birth. And we never could put him down. He just was very irritable and uncomfortable. So welcome to motherhood. I guess this is normal for children. And it was a new normal for me and my husband, John, learning to become new parents, learning to understand a baby's cues, learning how to respond to those cues in the most effective manner. And Asher seemed to never stop crying. Into his younger toddler years, he was often reactive, irritable, tearful, and he would lash out, and things just started to get harder and harder as our family grew. When we brought in his sisters, there was a lot of fighting in the home, and it just got to be a place where we needed to reach out for some help. Asher wouldn't respond well to new experiences. Well, he wouldn't go out on the ice for his games. The photos was really a stressor for him. We often had to, what we did at the time was we did a lot of forcing and pushing and just no understanding how this little boy is struggling, and he is different than the rest of them. They just would appear to transition into those changes with ease, but not ours. So over time, he began kindergarten and then grade 1, grade 2, he started to really display inattention, hyperactivity, which came out with anger and defiance. And eventually we spoke to our family provider about anxiety in a child. And so we started that regimen for pharmatherapeutics to try and actually find him some relief, find our home some relief in the bigger picture of things. So we started him on a medication called fluoxetine. It's a SSRI, which works for anxiety and mood regulation. It helps to settle them, which he did get somewhat better, But again, then we'd hit walls and things would change again. I happened to be at an NP conference, and we were with a psychiatrist, the head of psychiatry from Saskatoon, Dr. Quinn, and he was doing a talk to the NPs that day on pediatrics and psychiatry, and his message rang to me that we needed to treat the ADHD, and often that anxiety would improve after that. So that opened up our channel, and we got him started on some ADHD medication, and we were scared. I remember the day, it was Halloween. It was a day where they had to do a march around their school, but for me, it felt like the day that we had to start, and I went to watch this little boy march around the school, and that was the day he started a stimulant. And I seen his pupils. They were as large as they could get. And so I got scared from that moment. What was I doing? What was happening? And then I actually gave it some time. I brought him home with me that time. And we continued. And on he started to improve. And my son, we finally met him. The kind, compassionate, energetic, happy boy that we desired from the start. So it was such a experience to see this transition in him. And so we fast forward to future. We started him on something called Concerta, a long-acting stimulant. But over time, we maxed that dosing, and we noticed that he really had a lot of crashes after school. And so we treated that too, and we managed, but eventually we needed to find a new medication because this wasn't a long enough medication for our boy. So we switched him off to something a little longer acting, 5-amps, and he did okay, but I still noticed there was not a real significant change in the effectiveness in how long it lasted for him in the daytime. Still at around that 4 o'clock time, he would come down and he would be defiant, angry, outburst, impulsive. So again, we weren't making headway with that change, but we are still there today. And again, we're facing a lot of, now my son is 10, so he is now struggling with, again, the same symptoms of uncontrolled emotional regulation. And so I'm on a journey today. My husband and I decided that we might reach out to talk to a psychiatrist. We haven't yet met with one. Just to see if they have some insight into how to better sustain his emotional regulation. And so I began as an NP to do my own study. And I came across something called the dopamine dilemma. And it was on the internet. And it really helped me decide if titrating his dose was the next best move for us. So I read the article, and what I didn't know is how a medication can become less effective with time, with change, with growth, and with that, it actually allowed me to see that doing a drug holiday without the medication would be a good aspect of our regimen each day or each week or each month or sometime. And I'd never done a drug holiday, for my own mental health, my husband's, my family's. It's super hard to anticipate what will come if we skip that medication. But I'm starting to think of it a little differently today. Asher would crash at about 4 o'clock, and a lot of these medications can create that stimulant defect where the level completely plummets. And it's almost like what I've read is the ADHD symptoms are back. But I wanted to challenge this thought in understanding if it was his ADHD, and that's how in effect, like how poor my son's underlying behavior still is after 3 years, or was it the crash of coming off that stimulant each day? So it's a valid question in our medical world. So yesterday was our first drug holiday, and my boy seems to have a developmental level that goes backwards when he's not on his medication. That's what we noticed. Or when his med runs off, his demeanor changes, his voice changes, he tiptoe walks. It's just a regression in his developmental level, like his maturity. So it was an interesting day yesterday, but we planned it to try not to do a drug holiday yet. I'm thinking in the summer it might be a good opportunity, but yesterday felt like maybe the right time to try it because he had actually slept in till noon. So I thought, well, we missed our 7 o'clock. I want to delay his first dose. And see how that delay would work on him into the evening. We supplement him with a fast-acting stimulant around 4 to help him get through the evenings generally. So I wanted to start to reduce that supplement in the evening if we could tolerate and he could regulate as best as he could, as long as he could. So we had a family meeting, and every one of us had a responsibility and continued to work on ourselves and how we respect, show empathy and compassion, and work on our own inner selves through this time. The girls, his sisters, were advised against playing into him if he gets a little bit rowdy, to hold their own emotions together, and my husband's emotions, my own emotions, and accept that we have a growth transition here if we're going to be able to figure out what to do in our next chapter. So everyone had a good day. Asher was at a wind up with lots of children, and that stimulation in the environment was very therapeutic, I'm sure. But I watched him from afar. But for the first time, my son has eaten and showed engagement in food. That's another reason why I'm fearful of titrating higher, is that my son doesn't eat, and without nutrition, we can't grow emotionally, physically, intellectually. So importance here is that he eats everything other than just sugar. And so he had a full bowl of cereal, bowl of cherries, pizza, a hamburger, french fries. That was the most I've seen my boy consume in months. It was almost getting worse and worse and worse. He would just have such an appetite suppression. So I don't know the right answer. Even being a medical provider, all of this is basically learning as we go, and that every child is not the same. So we can't treat them each the same. It's not a one-stop regimen for all. It's an individualized process. And it's a family process, and it's an extended family process, a community process. Yesterday, I had asked that the parents connect with me if they're seeing things that are not safe or disruptive or crossing that behavior line, and that we would work through that, possibly start the medication. So my son had a great day, besides the reverting back to childhood demeanor. But he didn't settle into the evening. He had a lot of tears. He was again regressing into the defiance and the attitude and the frustration with little self-control of those emotions. And last night he said to me, I don't want to not take my medicine because I can't manage these high emotions. And so in that, I comforted him and I again encouraged him that he could recognize his frustration and what happens inside. He could accept that he's feeling those emotions, and we're working on going to move forward in allowing him to identify what thought is triggered and then what behavior follows. So thank you for listening to our journey with ADHD thus far. And as a mom, as a caregiver, I hear you and I see you and I feel you, and I know this is a battle that we all will get through, and we hope that we're doing good for our children every step of the way, no matter what it takes. So please, if you're looking for ideas, there's so many out there. I follow a lot of ADHD forums on Facebook, which allow me to ask for help, allow me insight into new thinking, new ideas, and new journey of others to feel that compassion, and that I am doing the best we can, that we all are. So if you're struggling with your child, just work on recognizing the triggers in you. Recognize what those triggers are and how you can regulate your own emotional health through them so you can show up for your child. Have a great Sunday.